It's Tuesday, time for our weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. Over the past several segments, Dr. Husing has been talking about how Trump administration policies may affect the Inland Empire. You can hear past segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. Democrats in the California State Senate yesterday voted to condemn President Donald Trump's immigration executive order. Trump's order pauses American refugee programs and restricts travel to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority nations. It sparked protests at airports around the country over the weekend, including here in the Inland Empire, as dozens of people were prohibited from entering the country. Now, with the election of Donald Trump, a lot of what was assumed to be the forces impacting the inland economy may change. So, given the news this past week, we asked Dr. Husing, given Donald Trump's statements about Latinos and the fact that 50% of the Inland Empire population is Hispanic, what are we looking forward to here?
Yeah, this is, again, another major issue for as you say, the state, and specifically for the Inland Empire, given that we're actually in 2015 at 49.9% of the population was Hispanic. I think in 2016, when the data comes out next year, we'll find that we've crossed that threshold.
I think one county has, hasn't it? I think Riverside County has.
San Bernardino has. Yeah, San Bernardino's about 52. Riverside's about 44. The two together are at 49.9.
So next report, we're going to be over half.
Okay. This has all sorts of implications because you have families that are at risk. You have the dream children. When I've been on college campuses on panels, this is an issue that comes up all of the time. Frankly, my instinct about this whole issue in the election was that California is ahead of the country on the whole issue of the complexity of our state's population. And generally, that's now starting to feed into the rest of the country. So how we've dealt with it ultimately is likely to be a pattern, but not now, but for later. I think a lot of the intensity of the discussion in the election came about out of areas which haven't had the experience of a state like California, where we really went through that battle back with Prop, I think it was 187, when we took on this issue. And frankly, ever since then, the Republican Party in California's had trouble recovering. But if, in fact, the Trump presidency goes in the direction of trying to cause people to have to go back to Mexico, in many cases, people that have never been there and they're anything other than their extreme low childhood, that would have profound implications for certain sections of our economy. The first one that comes to mind, of course, is agriculture, because there's a lot of Hispanics and a lot of people who have come up to work in the fields and gone back to Mexico with the paycheck. My brother happens to work in the wine industry up in the Napa Valley, and they've already had difficulties with finding labor to work in the wine industry up in the Napa Valley. I'm assuming this will also occur out in the Coachella Valley and in Imperial County. So in the inland counties, we'll see it in agriculture. But there's a lot of other sectors where there is a lot of people who work in the sectors who are, in fact, Hispanic, and likely some proportion of those are undocumented. And those sectors, I mean, let's face it, almost everyone you see pushing a lawnmower in Southern California tends to be Hispanic. Probably that is an area where you would see this occur. But a lot of hardworking folks would likely be leaving us. And there's another implication, which is longer term. California is not replacing its population by natural births over deaths. There's, for those of us who are going to be relying on Social Security going forward, we need a growing labor force, and that growing labor force is largely going to be an immigrant labor force, given the fact that we're not replacing ourselves with births over deaths.
So birth rates are going lower than
they're lower than the birth rates are lower than the number needed to replace the population. Mm. You're seeing the implications of that in Japan, where the population is getting very, very old. Mm-hmm. They don't allow hardly any immigration mm-hmm. in Japan. And as a result, they're having some very serious issues occur in their economy. And, you know, if you're going to have Social Security where the people paying in are supporting the people that are receiving, you need a growing labor force. And that's going to be an issue for us long term.
Am I getting from you that the short term fears of a lot of people here now might not be as critical as the longer term that you were just talking about?
You've got both. There are certain sectors that will be affected in the short term. Places like hotels and restaurants, clearly agriculture, some of the construction, some of that industry. Those are the sectors that would immediately, I suspect, feel some implications. Longer term, it's just generally we're going to need an immigrant population to support those of us in Social Security.
John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.